While Republicans are trying to bridge their differences, Democrats find themselves broadly united behind the president's second-term agenda. That doesn't mean the work will automatically get done, however. So as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, some of Obama's biggest supporters are meeting in Washington to turn the president's campaign momentum into policy.
When President Obama won a second term, his campaign, Organizing for America, closed its doors. A few weeks later, Organizing for Action opened for business. The goal's to get people to push his second-term agenda. The staff collapsed from thousands down to dozens, but their ambitions remain huge. Sarah Alamine is the group's organizing director.
On the State of the Union night, we had 1,200 parties across the nation, with not a single staffer on the ground.
Even without the staff, OFA has the email lists, the spreadsheets, and the valuable lessons that Obama's campaign structure gathered over the last 6 years. For example, Alamine said, they've studied exactly when to send house party invitations for the best response.
The sweet spot for sending, asking people to host an event is about 10 days before the event. The sweet spot for asking someone to attend an event is typically 2 days before the event happens.
She and other OFA leaders spoke at the Tony St. Regis Hotel in Washington this morning for about 70 volunteers and donors. Last night, President Obama showed up and described his goals for the group.
How do we make sure that people stay involved? How do we make sure all those neighborhood groups are engaged, feel a sense of connection? We did not do as good of a job in 2008 as I would have hoped in making sure they still felt a part of the process.
That may sound like a campaign, and that has government transparency activists up in arms. OFA can take unlimited donations. Critics say the group is trying to sell access to the president. The conservative group Crossroads has this ad using a short clip from White House spokesman Jay Carney.
But with a perfectly appropriate donation of $500,000, President Obama will come to you. Yes, with Organizing for Access, getting special treatment has never been more
appropriate.
While campaigns push toward a single election day, Organizing for Action is trying to create a more long-term structure with lots of goalposts. Toward that end, since early February, OFA has held a Wednesday night policy call about the issue of the moment, whether it's gun control, immigration, or climate change. Staffers say at least a couple thousand Obama supporters dial in every week. And unlike a campaign, this is a 50-state push. Jim Messina ran Obama's reelection, and now he helps run the new OFA.
Each region or city will have its own OFA chapter, and members will decide on what issues in their community they most care about.
Within limits. So, for example, in Illinois, OFA is working on a same-sex marriage bill. That fits Obama's agenda. But if a local chapter wants to push for marijuana legalization or transparency on drones, Executive Director John Carson says they'll have to take it someplace else.
We're going to be focused on things that match with the president's agenda. But as there's volunteers, you know, they'll volunteer sometimes with OFA, and if they want to work on other issues elsewhere, they'll be able to.
Yesterday, Jim Messina proudly announced that more than 1 million people have already taken a volunteer action for OFA. Then he added that his definition of volunteer action includes writing a tweet. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.